Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 19th of October. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear. More importantly, they will show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy. Our freshwater reporters check in, and we will, as always, finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. The fly fishing news, the moon phases. The next full moon is on the 25th of this month. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. Now remember that around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. You still go fishing, of course you do. You just put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. The annual Lower Waikato River Trout Competition ended last week. The event attracted 55 anglers and there was strong competition for the over $6,000 worth of prizes. Now, some of the results. Junior anglers. Heaviest brown trout, first Dylan Farrer. And Dylan's trout was 2.16 kgs. He got $250 for that. Second, Corey Burt, 1.85 kgs, $150. Third was Ocean Lee. Ocean's trout was 1.47 kgs, $100. The best condition factor was Corey Burt's trout at 46.73. Another $250 to Corey Burt. Now, ladies section. Heaviest trout was Andrea Sharp, 2.48 kgs. She won $200 for that. Best condition factor was Adrian Sharp again, 55.35, another $100. In the adult section, heaviest brown trout, Graham McAfee, 2.5 kgs, $350. Heaviest rainbow was Joe Bradford's trout, $200. The best condition factor rainbow, Joe Bradford, 52.38 condition factor, another $200. Best condition factor brown trout was Andrea Sharp, 55.35, another $500 to Andrea. Now in the team section, first place went to Fish Magnets, they won $500 for that. Second were the Tradesmen, $200. Now the big prize, the adults' grand entry draw was a $1,200 barbecue and it was won by Ray Lloyd from Huntley. Well done, Ray. I spoke to Michael today, one of the organisers. It's another great competition. Well done to the organisers. All of them are volunteers. Well done indeed. On Friday the 16th of November, we will have in studio Andrew Perrin. Andrew has returned from a saltwater fly trip to Exmouth, Western Australia. We will also have on air James Laverty. Now, James is from Fly Odyssey Australia. He will be online talking about fly fishing trips around the world. All anglers are reminded to make a submission about the Indigenous Freshwater Amendment Act. This proposed act has a significant threat to trout and salmon in New Zealand. Now, Fish and Game New Zealand have made it quick and easy to make a submission. You just go to the Fish and Game website, which is fishandgame.org.nz. Now, time is running out on this, so we need to get our submissions in now. fishandgame.org.nz. The Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is on the internet. Always has been. You can listen at a time that suits you by just going to the website planetaudio.org.nz/hookedonflyfishing. The There are also archived interviews with fishing experts. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather with Met Service. The marine forecast, the Auckland region. The situation. High pressure lies over most of New Zealand through the forecast period. Several weak fronts affect the far south. Forecast for Manukau Harbour on Saturday. Variable 5 knots. Southeast 10 knots developing for a time in the afternoon. Sea slight. Morning cloud, then fine. For the Waitemata Harbour, Saturday. Variable 5 knots. Northerly 10 knots developing late morning, easing to variable 5 knots again in the evening. Sea slight. Morning cloud, then fine. Seeing it's a long weekend, we'll do Hauraki Gulf in the area from Bremhead to Cape Colville, Saturday. Northeast 10 knots, turning northerly 10 knots early morning, then rising to 15 knots for a time in the afternoon. Sea slight. The outlook for Sunday, all areas. Variable 5 knots, becoming southwest 15 knots about the harbours and Hauraki Gulf later. Partly cloudy. Isolated showers. Overall, pretty good forecast for out on the harbours. Let's look at some river levels. The Puni River is 23 kilometres south of Tawamutu. It's currently at 8.1 metres and falling. It's flowing at 6.7 cubic metres per second and falling. The next river over, the Mangatutu, is at 1 metre. It's flowing at only 1.5 cubic metres per second. It's low and clear. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pairoa and Waihi, is currently at 11.8 metres and falling. It's flowing at 3.1 cubic metres per second. That's well down on last week. The Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.2 of a metre, also well down on last week. And the Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 76.6 metres and falling. It's flowing at 4.4 cubic metres per second and falling, ideal conditions. The Nongataha River, remember that above State Highway 5 is closed till 1 December. Below the bridge it's at 1.8 cubic metres per second, well down on last week, still fast for this river. The Whakapapa River is at 3.1 cubic metres per second and falling. And the Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 13 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 35, dropping and clearing. The Tongariro River, measured at Turangi, is at 23 cubic metres per second, down from 30. As we've heard, dry, warm weather is forecast for the long weekend. These rivers will continue to fall and clear. Enjoy the fishing and be careful when wading, as always. Thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent websites updated continuously. Thank you. Okay, we're going to have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
You're awful bright, you're awful smart. I must admit, you broke my heart. The awful truth is really sad. I must admit, I was awful bad. While lovers laugh and music plays, I stumble by and I hide my pain. The lamps are lit, the moon is gone, passing cars, a couple watch.
The Streets of Love from the Rolling Stones album, A Bigger Bang. I liked it. You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Craig Caudle lives on the banks of the Purnu River, and Craig has covered the Waikato region for Hooked on Fly Fishing for nigh on 500 Friday nights in a row. Craig is live on air with us now to tell us what's happening in that particular region. Good evening, Craig.
God, that's 10 years, Colin, at least.
Over 10 years I've been doing this every Friday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I'm looking out the window. It is actually a beautiful night down here in the Waikato.
Okay.
There's very little wind. There's just a bit of wind around. The sun's out. I'm not too sure what the temperature is, but we're in short sleeve shirts and things like that. So,
goodness,
you know, it's a sign of things to come, hopefully, through the summer.
Nice.
And I've just been looking back online, and we've had very little major rainstorms come through in the last month or so.
Okay.
So all the rivers, as we were just talking about before, are looking absolutely spectacular to be fished. And this is our first long weekend, really, for 4 months.
Yes.
So it's time, you know, to get out there and have a fish. All the rivers in the Waikato are looking absolutely spectacular. We've had some pretty bad springs over the last few years.
Yes.
And, you know, normally we haven't been able to fish opening day and things like that, but things are looking very good this summer.
Excellent.
This spring.
Excellent. Mm. He was predicting a very good summer, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, the farmers are starting to worry because the ground's drying out and everything, so, you know, we can't have everything. We either have happy farmers or happy fishermen.
Yeah. Do you remember the summer of 2008?
How can we forget it?
It was fantastic, wasn't it?
10 years ago.
It was bloody
brilliant. I know. It was dreadful. We were carting in water and all sorts of things. So.
Yeah.
And the Ohene Murray, remember the Worlds were here?
That's right.
And we couldn't fish the Ohene Murray because it was too low and everything like that. So
that's right. Okay. Mm. Now, have you had a fish on your local river, the Purnu, which forms part
of
the Dandra?
Well, I have. And I think things are looking pretty good.
Okay, tell us about it.
Well, I check-nymphed it. I had one of Neil Herzl's favourite flies on.
Yes.
And the river, I mean, I don't think it's warmed up enough yet, so I was fishing some of those deeper runs right down low. You know, as the summer wears on, they tend to get in those runs where the water's running particularly quickly. But I was fishing those deeper pools and caught some very nice some. I got one brown, but most of them are rainbows, about 12 to 14, 15 inches.
So I don't know.
I've been fishing with a two weight rod, so
okay.
And barbless, so you know you can hook them off. And because you know, I mean, really, who would want to eat trout? They taste like what they eat. You know, you might as well go and get a spoon for the ones out of the rivers do anyway. So you know, it's all catch and release. So with a barbless hook, you can flick them off, put them back. So I've been targeting those. There's a few of them around. Around my place and up by Butch Gilbert's, which is just above us, and targeting those and doing quite well.
Okay, very good. Many anglers around?
No.
Okay. As per normal.
Not
nothing,
at all. I saw one last, I think it was Monday coming home. There was a lady with four kids in the car. I felt sorry for her because her husband was down on the nice and peaceful on the river. And the kids were screaming and carrying on. And he'd fished the day before. He was spinning and done quite well.
Yes.
And otherwise, no, there's no anglers. Have you seen anybody on the Mangatutu? No, we haven't seen anybody on the Mangatutu. Hamilton, Auckland Freshwater Anglers were going to go. They've changed their name, haven't they?
Auckland Freshwater.
Anyway, AFAC were going to go the Waipa last week.
That's right.
But we did have a storm come through, and it was looking pretty gnarly.
Yes, we had to call
it. There's not much runoff now, and most of the rain that's coming down is getting soaked up pretty quickly. So,
okay.
Good.
Okay. Is the Auckland Fly Fishing Anglers Club still have a hut upstream from you?
That's a very good question. The hut's still there.
Can they access it?
I understand it's been sorted out, but I don't know the details.
Okay.
I mean, it's a wonderful situation. It sits right on the riverbank. You can look down on the river. It used to be, until they cleared the willows out, one of the best places to fish on the whole Penue.
Mm.
And it's just now a matter of going back just once it starts to warm up a little bit. Remember, we almost had a frost this morning. It was 0 degrees down here.
Okay.
And it takes a little bit of time to warm up. So if you're going to come down and fish in the weekend, I wouldn't bother coming down until about 9 o'clock in the morning, just to let that, you know, that sun come up a little bit, things warm up, activities start to move.
We've always found that on the Penue, eh? A bit of sun helps a bit.
A bit of sun helps, because, you know, the nighttime temperatures are still pretty low.
Well, your forecast for zero overnight tonight, frost tomorrow morning.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, that's what your forecast is, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You get a nice
day. I got in the car this morning and it said, warning, there could be ice conditions, and I thought, shit, what's going on? And it was zero as I was driving out the gate, so.
Goodness.
Yeah, she is pretty cool.
Okay.
But there's no frost around, it's just cold. But I wouldn't start till about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
I mean, the forecast is beautiful over the weekend, so whether you fish the Penue, the Mangatutu, you know, the Pokai Whenuas, open, the Waipa.
Yes.
There's just endless number of places to go to.
Okay, just before we go,
Kanikanafa is always great in the beginning of the season.
Well, good point. Up Lineworks Loop Road, it's nice up there.
Yeah,
isn't
up
it?
Lineworks, just, you know, even if you just take a short ride up there and just with a dry fly nymph and just run it down through the runs and pools.
Yeah. Now, have you heard anything about the lakes? How are they going?
Well, Sport Fly Fishing did fish them last. We're still in October, at the beginning of the month.
And they caught some very
nice fish, but those lakes are starting to warm up, which means that you are going to have to look to where those creeks and rivers run into them.
Okay,
and fish those mouths.
Yes, it's a cool one.
Like we saw a few years ago on the one just below Waipapa Dam.
I can't remember.
Must have been 40 fish sitting in the
cool
Tumai stream.
Tumai, that's right.
And you need to watch Lake Moraito at the moment, because as it starts to warm up, the wakeboarders have really decided that is a lake to try their art on, and it's just the weekends are just bedlam there at the moment.
Okay. But they're entitled to have a go too. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
They certainly are. I mean, you know, it's just not the domain of trout fishermen, so
yeah,
you're dead right.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, Arapuni gets very little use.
Yes.
And Whakamaru above it, if you go to where the Christian camp is, there's a stream and there's a boat ramp at the Christian camp. There's a stream just across the other side, and that's a beautiful spot to go and just drift down upon it, anchor up, and then fish that stream mouth.
Aren't you lucky in the southern Waikato? You've got all the hydro lakes open all year. The Penue, the Mangatutu, as you say, the Pokai Whenua, Little Waipa, and there's no one there.
And there's nobody there.
It's fantastic.
They all drive past it.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Excellent. Lovely to catch up. Thank you, Craig. Now, your contact details, please.
We're at troutheaven.co.nz.
Okay.
If you need to know anything, you can give us a bell. All our details are there.
All right. So have a look at that. If you want to fish the southern Waikato region, the hydro lakes and the rivers around there, and there's plenty of water, just go to troutheaven.co.nz. Have a look at Craig's website.
And you're not going to have a problem of being overcrowding on the rivers, because you're very likely to be the only one there.
Just make sure you've got a current license.
Just make sure you got a current license, and acknowledge the farm owner if he drives past or walks past, because a lot of the places we just by right have access to, and or just go up and ask him if you can fish his property, because 99% of them are going to say yes, it's all right.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, good point. Nice way to finish up. Thank you, Craig. Enjoy the weekend. Good fishing.
Right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Craig.
Talk to you again.
See you. Bye. Craig Corbell, Southern Waikato. Have a look at his website, troutheaven.co.nz. If you've got any questions, you can email or ring, whatever. Thank you, Craig. Okay, quick break, more fishing stuff. You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Turing area, and Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. Now, just been talking to Stella off air, and she's very, very busy, so we'll make it a quick fishing report. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. What's happening?
It's a long weekend. The weather is fantastic. We've had a fantastic week. Just amazingly catchy. We've had a little bit of wind, although that wind's now eased away. It's a bit of a pain on the lake for a moment or two. But honestly, it really is the most amazing weather. Lake is looking spectacular for the weekend with very little breeze, which means it'll be ideal for those that want to get out to the lake. River mouths are looking perfect because obviously there's not a lot of wind, and rivers are in excellent condition, and fishing really has been... Oh, it's just been amazing this week.
Okay.
Incredible.
And your forecast is very good through to the end of the long weekend. We've checked all the river flows, cubic metres, etc., and they're all dropping and clearing, as you say.
Very quickly. We really haven't had, you know, any rain. We've had quite a bit of, you know, southerly or southeasterly in over the last three or four days, and quite heavy frost, which always trigger fish into the lower reaches, so of all streams. So over the last week, you would have thought that by now, with the school holidays and the fact that you've got a long weekend this weekend, that they'd probably the pressure would have eased, but complete opposite, really. People fishing backcountry as well as Otamanakau, it's just that the weather has settled. People are well aware that the fishery is in, you know, spectacular condition, and there are a lot of fish. So taking advantages of that, you know, being able to fish across any water, anywhere. We've got a lot of visitors from overseas at the moment. There's a lot of Australians, which always come in the latter part of October because they know the fishing is quite good.
Yes.
And, you know, not only have we had wet nymphs, but we've also had a little bit of dry, massive hatches. Like, I mean, today, unbelievable hatches.
Good.
So, yeah, spectacular, really. And honestly, the condition of the fish, the number of fish that are actually physically holding throughout all the rivers is surprising. It really is good. I mean, there's definitely a few mending fish, which is to be expected, but you know, for those that actually enjoy fishing, not having to walk particularly too far, the lower reaches of all the rivers have certainly got good numbers.
Okay, and I know you're very busy. We do appreciate your efforts talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing. Thank you for that.
You're most welcome.
Carry on with your work.
Thank you. And if anyone wants to know anything, just give us a call, 0738 68 953, and also be mindful of the fact that, you know, you won't be a moment, sir, that, you know, that country as well, but just always make sure you notify someone if you're going by yourself, and be... Just a moment, sir. Won't be 1 second.
Okay.
No, so, yeah, I'll let you go.
Thanks, Stella.
Such
All the best.
Have a great week and take care.
Thanks, Stella. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. She's very busy, as you can hear. The place is just going nuts down there. It's Stella Gordon. If you want to ring and talk fly fishing, Taupo Turing area, she's on 0738 68 953. That's the store, Turing Eater, right by the banks of the Tauranga Taupo River. Thanks, Stella. Okay, another quick break, and then more fishing stuff.
On the corner, ranting like a crazy man. He says that troubles are coming. I can read it like the back of my hand. I see love, I see misery, Jim and side by side on the stage, in the wind, some awful melody, I can read it like the back of my head.
Centre, hooked on fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident, and he's even longer-time Rotorua angler, and that's exactly why we want to talk to him. Now, Bert's on his mobile, but I can assure you that he is not driving. Good evening, Bert.
Hey, Colin.
How are you?
Yep, pretty good, actually. It's a beautiful evening down here. There's very little wind, and what there is coming a little bit from the north. Not a cloud in the sky. The moon, half moon is up. Plenty of bugs out there hatching, caddis and all sorts of stuff. And a couple of fish rising from time to time, but nothing special. But I did quite well down at the O'Kerry Falls, which is where we are at the moment. Picked up two off the jetty. One I dropped was a really good fish. And I released one, and then I fished off the control gate, and I dropped another good one down there, and kept one from there, about 1.2 kilos. A very beautiful fish, shortish, but very fat. Had heaps of fat in the stomach cavity, yes. Maiden fish. It was just magnificent. So, all in all, it's been quite a good day. I called in the Ahau Channel earlier, and it was, earlier after I left here this morning, about 1 o'clock. In the afternoon, and there was one guy fishing there, and he had had a good pull on one fly, and that was it. He didn't touch a thing after that, but there was hardly any wind there at all, so it was very calm. And then a whole bunch of swimmers turned up because the water temperature's up a little bit.
Okay.
And kids are 10 foot tall and bulletproof, of course, and so they can take colder water than far colder water than I can. it's been quite good. Boat fishing's been tough. But early morning harling over the weed beds has been quite productive. It's probably the most productive of all. There's been a few fish caught jigging, but they are not as good as expected for this time of the year, to be honest.
Okay. Now, you're fishing at O'Kerry Falls. Is it busy down there? Is that little store's got a nice cafe and stuff?
They've got a number of bands on down there tonight, and the music is actually not too bad. And it's very, very busy. I've got three boats tied up on the jetty and possibly another one by the look of it in the distance coming down, so it's going to be interesting because there's not a lot of room here. But they're certainly very busy. The road is chocker. There's boats coming in, there's campers coming in, there's buses coming in, house buses and stuff. So it's pretty impressive, to be honest.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, it's a long weekend. And do you want the bad news for you, Bert?
What's that?
As we speak, there are thousands of Aucklanders heading your way.
Oh, we just struck quite a few today, but I'm easy enough to dodge, to be honest. You can tell them a mile off. They've all got their fancy gear on, their breathable waders and their sage rods and stuff like that. So, you can always tell them. You just look at them and say, oh, yeah, he's an Aucklander.
Yeah, fair enough.
And, yeah, good luck to them. I do talk to them when they come down. It's quite good. Give them a few ideas and actually doing something off there every now and again too, which is good.
Fair enough. Now, you're fishing with someone from Tauranga, is that correct?
Yeah, I went over to the Tauranga Anglers Club the other night, Tuesday night, and we did a wader safety course over there, which I ran.
Yep.
And it was very interesting for those that participated. And then I went and talked to the club. And one of the club members who's not sure on where to fish around here and happened to mention this particular spot, and he'd actually driven past it so many times that he decided he'd drop in and would have a go, and he's enjoying himself, apart from the road noise and my constant chatter.
Okay, is he beside you now? Has he hooked a fish yet? Or?
No, he hasn't hooked a fish yet, although he did seem to have a bit of a tap there, but maybe earlier. So it's just a matter of time on the water now, and I think he's got to be back in Tauranga by about 9:30-ish.
Okay.
So we'll try and get him away in time, but if the fish come on, it might be a stretch to get him out of here. His good lady might have to wait a little bit to be picked up from work, I think. Fishing fever, it does that to a man.
Okay. Well, you're helping out another angler, showing him a new spot and new techniques.
Yeah, well, the trouble with that is I'm getting a bit of trouble trying to get in here now, especially the O'Kerry Falls. Over the winter, it's been particularly hard, but certainly it's a spot that's worth dropping into.
Yes.
There's a heap of fishing around the area, not just the control gates and the jetty, but further down, you can walk about a kilometre down the river, and it's it's just like a mini Tongariro, you know, there's native bush coming down to the right to the edge of the thing, cliffs, banks full of natives, there's tuis, there's kereru, there's all sorts. And as time goes on a bit now, we'll probably end up being listening to the Moorpork.
Okay. Ruru. Yes.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes tonight.
Okay, and Kerry Falls, that's only about 20 kilometres out of town, is it? It doesn't take long to get there at all.
No, it's about 10 minutes for me. Yeah. I think it took him about 40 minutes to get from Welcome Bay to Tauranga, so it's not that far away.
Yeah, handy.
He's been listening to some of the podcasts, you know, the saltwater fly fishing podcasts and stuff you've got online, and his ears picked up when he heard that I actually talked with you about fishing, so
very good.
Be interesting to see how well he does tonight, but I'm sure he'll be back.
Okay, well, and what have you, is he fishing across and down? Or?
Yeah, he's doing across and down. He's got a floating line, standing line he's got. So what we've done is we've got a bit of LED with a loop on each end, and it's about 35 centimetres long.
Yes.
And it's just enough to take the tip of his line down. And the water level's quite low around Rotorua. The lake levels have dropped pretty quick this time. And they're holding water back, so where we're fishing off the jetty is very slow, so the heavier lines are not much use. So you're using a floating line with a 35-centimetre sink tip,
yep.
And it's enough to be able to be within cooey of the bottom, but not to be hooked up on.
Okay, I understand.
We're just watching a little fish rise, taking caddis and sedge and stuff off the surface at the moment. There's bugs around all over the place.
Okay, what sort of fly you've got on?
At the moment, I did well on one that's... Oh, yeah. Just watching your coot in there. The smell pattern, it's... there's Ginger Mick that I've been using here, but also Jack Sprat, which seems to be the better one at the moment. Mm-hmm. There's been some runs of smelt up the channel, but... only the one, and that was sort of Monday. But with the amount of birds starting to appear now, seagulls and shags and stuff, I think there might be another run coming. So it'll be interesting to see if that does eventuate, because boy, the fishing comes on really good. If you're after brown trout specimen fish, after 10 o'clock in the Ohau Channel, outside the Ohau Channel on the Rotorua side,
yes,
that's certainly worth a look. And... just using your bulky flies in there. If there's a lot of wind coming across the lake, it'll be murky water, so you go something dark, or you go to sparkly stuff if the water's clear and the moon's out.
Okay, I understand. Now, this chap you're fishing with from Tauranga, what's his name?
Oh, James.
James, all right. Well, so good luck to James, and enjoy your evening, and let's hope he gets a fish.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter really too much because it's such a beautiful night. As I said, there's virtually no wind. Very pleasant evening and just a few bugs around. So, apart from the traffic noise, which will ease off a bit later on, it'll be quite good.
Okay. Now, thank you, Bert. Can we have your contact details, please?
Yeah, I'm on 027-289-6079. Just flick us a text or give us a call and let you know what's happening around the area and what the weather conditions are at any given time.
Oh, there you go, anglers. There's the offer from Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fly Fishing, 027-289-6079. Bert, we do appreciate it. Live fishing reports, excellent work. Thank you very much. Catch you next week.
Now I'll be here somewhere. Thanks for that call.
Thanks, Bert. See ya.
Yep.
Mr. Bert Robinson, Rotorua, 027-289-6079. Thank you, Bert. Okay. Let's see what we've got now. Let's have a quick break, and then more fly fishing stuff. Centre, hooked on fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langlands, he's based in the South Island, and Martin has many years' experience as a fly fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor, and a fishing guide. He's also a damn good photographer and Facebooker, I can tell you that. He writes articles for Fishing Game and stuff like that. Now, Martin's aim when he's with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly and professional. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him about fly fishing. Good evening, Martin.
Hello, how are you going?
Very good, you're well?
Really good, thanks.
Now, your forecast, it's a cracker right through to Monday, Tuesday. Have you been...
Look, really nice weather down here today. I mean, we've got a beautiful day on the plains. It's about... I think the high today was about 23 degrees.
Good.
Bit of a northwest wind back in the hills, but yeah, there's some beautiful weather to be had.
Okay, rivers are dropping and clearing, I presume?
Yeah, look, for sure. Look, it's all systems go. All the rivers are really, you know, throughout Canterbury, I think throughout most of the east coast, are really fishable. You know, the bigger rivers are lower than normal. You know, that's the Rangitata, Rakaia, Hiranui, Waia, Waitaki, so they're all a little bit lower than normal, which is really good. So the bigger rivers are in great shape, and the smaller rivers are really holding their own, but I suspect they're about to fade pretty quickly in terms of flow.
Okay. Where would be the tip to fish in your particular region?
Oh, look, if I had to go, if I was fishing, you know, just in the next few days, I would pick the bigger rivers like the Rakaia,
okay,
the Waimakariri, the Hiranui especially, and the Waia. Yeah, okay, the big braided rivers.
Okay.
It's really quite unusual, Colin, because often they're really high and quite glacial coloured. But right now, they're really clear and, you know, they've got a really high population of fish. There's the odd sea run fish lower down, particularly in like the Waimakariri, where there's been a lot of whitebait, huge amounts of whitebait caught, like better whitebait catches than ever. So, yeah, you know, those bigger rivers would be my pick.
Well, that's good news about the whitebait, because there was some talk about them declining rapidly.
Look, I mean, you know, there's maybe justification for some of that talk. The thing about probably the Waimak, that might have changed. I think the earthquake, which is centred near Christchurch in the Waimakariri, only goes into the ocean about 10 k's north of Christchurch. So perhaps that's a regional thing, like the earthquake slightly changed things and it's made the lagoon a lot bigger. And it's also a lot of grassy banks have dropped in where, whitebait spawns. So,
okay,
yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Not all bad.
But it's all just naturally occurring stuff?
Yeah, very, very much so. Oh, look, I mean, no, I can tell you quite categorically, I know people fishing down the Waimak that have had 300 pounds of whitebait.
Goodness me, that's...
This season already. No, unbelievable. Obviously, people keep very quiet about it because they're making money out of it, which is maybe the questionable thing, but no, phenomenal.
That's a huge amount of whitebait.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So, you know, a lot of sea run fish down there, but look, as I say, all the bigger rivers, I think, would be my go-to this weekend.
Okay.
You know, even the smaller ones are good, and that's why, you know, just thinking about before you called, one thing I'd have to say to anglers in the South Island, particularly the East Coast, is get in and enjoy the smaller rivers before they go really quite low. If this weather keeps going, you know, the smaller rivers, particularly down in South Canterbury, like the Opehi and the Puha and the like, they're going to go quite low, and they've had a little bit of fresh. This time last week when we talked, we'd had a rainfall and a snowfall.
Yes.
And there's still just a little bit of a legacy of that. So, you know, get in and enjoy the small streams, because I don't think they're going to last if this weather keeps up. But the big braided rivers look like the way to go.
Well, there's the tip, anglers. You've got a long weekend. You've got a great forecast. Get out there amongst them. You can't catch trout sitting at home.
Look, a really good weekend. A good weekend coming up. I think, as you say, the weather's looking quite good. Might be a wee bit windy tomorrow, but awesome.
Okay, excellent work. Thank you, Martin. Now,
pleasure.
Your contact details, please.
Sure, you can contact me at Martin Langlands on Google, LANGLANDS, and you can find my Facebook page or my website, www.troutlands.com.
Troutlands.com or Martin Langlands on Facebook. Have a look at his Facebook page. He's got photos and
fish
and flies. It's very, very good.
And you know, just quickly, what else could I say? A lot of dry fly action. I mean, I guided today. Lots of dry fly, so longer leaders, 12 to 15 foot, and small size 14, size 12 atoms, really good. So on these nice warm days, some particularly good dry fly days. In some of the headwater stuff, the fish are sitting low, so, you know, get deep quick with deep nymphs.
Okay, well, there's a tip. That's all you need to know. Careful presentation.
Yep, looking like a beautiful weekend, and I would say all systems go.
Excellent work. Thank you, Martin.
Cool. Thank you.
Catch you next week.
See ya. Bye.
Thanks, Martin. Bye. Bye. Martin Langlands. Have a look at his website, troutlands.com. He's got videos and all sorts of stuff there. And his Facebook page, Martin Langlands. If you want to talk fishing, fly fishing to South Island, he's the go-to guy. Thank you, Martin. Okay, we're just coming up towards the end of the show, and let's have a check, take that offline. Have we got time? Yes, we have time for the fly fishing tip of the week. I thought this is appropriate with the weather improving and a very good forecast. The fly fishing tip of the week. Check the relationship of the sun to the area you are fishing. If the fish look into the sun, use a dark pattern. It will provide a silhouette. If the sun is behind the fish, use a bright or reflective pattern. If it is cloudy or the sun is directly overhead, use natural colours. Makes sense, doesn't it? Here we go. Okay. Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. And Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing, tight lines.